Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world. Dr. Sherry Rogers is our guest for this last segment here. Let me go to a question here. Dr. Rogers, please talk about type 1 diabetes, how to control it. My husband is 25 with type 1 diabetes, and we never hear anyone talk about natural things that benefit type 1 instead of type 2. Would your book be relevant for that?
Absolutely. In fact, there are people who have written into us that they've gotten off their insulin, they've gotten off their medications because they looked at for the cause and the cure. They didn't go to a doctor who's just working blindly, who's clueless about the molecular biochemistry of God's healing and how we got diabetes. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's in my family, it's in my heredity. Don't forget, as we showed in Total Wellness, foods and nutrients talk to the genes. They suppress them. It doesn't matter how much cancer and diabetes is in your family history. It's how you allow those genes to be expressed. So the first thing she wants to do is read How to Cure Diabetes, and she'll think, oh, my gosh, you know, she may get to the first few chapters, and, oh, this is beyond me. Just keep reading, because as you learn more and more, some people have had to read two and three times.
Mm-hmm.
You start to realize, oh my gosh, I'm starting to see. Because it's a quantum leap. You are learning what doctors should know. But you're learning how to cure, how to find the cause and cure of disease, regardless of what the title is and regardless of how, quote, hopeless it is. And so that's the beauty of it.
Okay.
Some of the people, I mean, it's as simple as just fixing the cell membrane. For example, you can have insulin till the cows come home, but if the insulin receptor in all the cell membranes has not been repaired with the right levels of cod liver oil, phosphatidylcholine, the eight forms of E, then you just keep having a higher and higher need for insulin because it doesn't work.
That's right.
It can't turn on the cell.
And I just want to remind you that you can get the newsletters by calling 1-800-846-6687, 1-800-846-6687. Looks like about a final question we can get to here. My grandson is 13, still suffers from enuresis. His doctor's meds do not help. Please give us some insight. That's from Jim.
Oh, so much. I'm the oldest of eight children, so we had a few bedwetters in our family, too. The number one reason is hidden food allergies. That's explained in the EI syndrome, how to figure out your food allergies. And please don't do the blood test. That's a sign of a doctor who doesn't know anything about allergies, because every food allergy mechanism has 12 mechanisms. The blood testing only looks at one. The next most common thing is needing an atlas adjustment, the base of the skull, the last bone of the cervical, or the top bone, rather, of the cervical vertebrae. And sometimes you correct that and they no longer have it, because that controls the whole spinal cord. And there are many other causes, but that'll give you an idea. And don't forget, people, my goal, too, is to rescue folks who have cancers. If you do, call the 800-846-6687 or go to prestigepublishing.com and get the free cancer issue, because then you can learn to talk to people who have walked the walk, who have been given 48 hours to live, and it's 20 years later, and they're totally well, and they did it with food. And so, you know, there's nothing better than people who have actually done what your oncologist has probably never done. And don't forget that a cure in the oncology world means you lived 5 years. If you die 5 years and 1 second later, you go down in the books as a cure. So make sure you all make yourselves too smart to fail. And remember, and from 1 Corinthians, has God not made foolish the wisdom of this world? When all else in medicine fails and you don't know what you've got or you don't know how to cure it, then look at God's chemistry. It's right there.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Rogers, for joining us today. We have a CD available at the Power Mall. You can get that CD, listeners, $5 for everything Sherry just said. Dr. Sherry Rogers, amazing. And then you can listen to it and re-listen to it. Thank you, Dr. Rogers, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a blessed day. We'll be back 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I am your guest host, Gary Franchi, sitting in with Joyce Riley. We are entering into the third most powerful hour on radio. That's right. And our guest coming up in this hour, his name is Kevin Galilei. And you're going to want to listen to this. This man has been on the front lines fighting the global depopulation agenda. He has done hunger strikes in front of the Vatican. I've spoken to him about it, and we're going to talk about that today. His most notable accomplishment took place in 2012 when he exposed, for the first time in its 68-year history, the chemical and biological methods that are being employed by the UN-delegated global depopulation policy. We have some awesome sort of news regarding a UN climate scientist that just came out 2 days ago. We're going to talk about that and their shocking, shocking statement. We're going to get Kevin's response to it. Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Kevin, it is great to have you on the show. And, you know, before we get into what just happened with this UN climate scientist, The last time I spoke with you, you came on my program, and you were staging a hunger strike in front of the Vatican. Now, this was no small feat. Tell us the inspiration to go and the result.
Yes, that was in the spring of 2014, last year. I made my way to Rome to compel Pope Francis to come to our defense. At that time, I was somewhat ignorant, if you want, or innocent about the Vatican's involvement or knowledge of the methods of depopulation employed since 1945. So all I wanted from Pope Francis was to come to our defense and to add his voice to mine so that we can stop the United Nations from employing covert methods of depopulation. And by my presence at the Vatican, every day I went in front of St. Peter's, and I stood in the middle of the square in very visible clothing, dressed in white, barefoot, in a sign of humility. And I merely lifted my hands in a position of prayer, and I stood there on the spot for half an hour, so that the Vatican cardinals and Pope Francis know that I'm there, and that they, in the hope that they would eventually mention my presence there and come to our defense. They did not. Pope Francis remained silent throughout. He made, however, several public statements alluding to my purpose in Rome. And a few days after he received a copy of my book, Killing Us Softly, which I delivered in person at the Vatican's door, he called all the heads of the UN agencies to the Vatican, and they all came within a day or two, and they had a meeting behind closed doors. What was discussed, I'm not privy to that, but shortly thereafter, the United Nations announced that they intend to retool, if you want, their Millennium Development Goals. That was in the planning anyhow as 2015 approaches. And the Vatican made also statements to the effect that it intends to change its family doctrine, its doctrine on the family, and also on divorces. They did not mention anything directly about contraceptives, but that was implied in several of Pope Francis' statements when he said that the Vatican and the Church has concentrated too much on issues of fertility and contraception. And ever since, he has made other statements, most recently that the people in the developing world are multiplying too fast and they should restrict themselves to at most three children. So he's approaching the intent, if you want, of the United Nations, the hidden intent of the global depopulation policy and its first objective, which is to ensure that fertility decreases to a replacement level across the globe so that the population is stabilized across the globe.
Now, you mentioned it was retooled. What was it retooled? How? What were the changes there?
They will announce those changes in September, even September of this year, when all heads of state are about to meet at the United Nations. If not, then by December they will do so, when they will have agreed upon how to finance and how to approach the Sustainable Development Goals. And after my hunger strike in Rome, I have launched a barrage of public letters to each and every head of state, and I have published scientific data of that proves genocide in nearly every country on Earth, with the exception of about four or five African countries. And in order to force their hand to declare replacement level fertility a planetary security prerogative, that is to say, they have to bring out the covert methods of depopulation and their plans to stabilize the global population, to bring it out into the open, educate the public, seek our collaboration, and enforce that with the power of law for those who have no intention of abiding by the law. Simply because, Yes.
So right now what you're saying is that the global depopulation agenda itself is simply being done in the shadows behind the scenes, and now they're going to make an overt motion, a movement to bring it into the public view. Is that what you're saying? Is that part of the retooling process?
Yes, they have no choice because I have shattered their walls of secrecy and deception and manipulation and lies. And this policy depended entirely on secrecy. They can no longer proceed in secret when each and every method that they have used, I have disclosed, I have exposed, I have explained, and I have proved. Be chemical, biological, bacteriological, psychosocial, or economic. And since this methodology was relied entirely on secrecy, the secrecy now shattered, their policy has died in the glaring light of truth. And now they have no choice but to bring it out into the open and pursue population control openly, because this objective cannot be abandoned. I started from the premise that no government should or could or is allowed to interfere with human fertility. But once I studied the data and the facts, I have come to realize that no government wants to do this, but we have simply no choice. We've come to a point where 7 billion people are consuming far more than the Earth can give, so we have surpassed the Earth's regenerative capacity. And unless we stabilize the population, even decrease it to a sustainable level, and note that the key word in the new UN agenda is sustainability. And sustainability cannot happen without population control and even depopulation. That is one of the elements of sustainability, is the hidden element. And now they have revealed that. Not only they have revealed and they're speaking openly about the depopulation element, but also of the other two elements necessary to stabilize the Earth and to bring human civilization within a state of harmony with nature. And that is the use of technology and our overconsumption patterns, which also need to be addressed.
Let me ask a question, if you don't mind. This is Joyce, and you're saying that we are overpopulated. The issue is how to depopulate, not that we need to depopulate, but how to depopulate?
Very much so. It is the methodology, the objective. And bear in mind that I had no clue that this system of population control existed, or that the United Nations and in the international community and each and every nation state, each and every government on this earth, was part and parcel of this agenda. And before I continue, I should mention that the rationale for this policy, because the rationale is sound and simple. It is a substitute to war and a preserver of peace. At the end of 1945, the Allied powers decided that we cannot repeat the horrible experience of another world war, which this time would be nuclear. So they had to find a substitute to war. They had to find a way to keep peace between nations. And it was agreed that the only possible way to do that is to contain population growth, to ensure that every country stabilizes its population on its soil, that no population, no nation exceeds its natural resources and then is forced to go to war and take from its neighbors what is not theirs, rightfully theirs. And it has worked beautifully, yes.
If the United States could get credit for anything, it could be that we're helping to depopulate the rest of the world on a daily basis by all the various countries we're attacking and bombing them back to the Middle Ages, removing generations of people. I mean, the United States is doing a fairly good job at helping to depopulate.
I started from the premise that the United States is in the driving seat of this agenda, too, but it is not. It is merely one of the pegs. The three powers that sustain, that put this system in place and that created the United Nations and the sustaining powers behind it are the United States, Russia, at that time the Soviet Union, and the United Kingdom. With the time, they've received a lot of assistance from Scandinavian countries and from Holland as well. But the policy has come to embrace every country in the world, and it has functioned by mutual coercion, mutually agreed upon. That is to say, no country, no nation, regardless how powerful, and that includes the United States and Russia, can can refuse to cooperate, can refuse to subvert its people's reproductive rights in order to bring the population to a halt. And the United States has had to play along, and regardless of what political parties in place.
We got to go to a break. I apologize. We got a 4-minute break coming at us. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Galilee is our guest. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I am your guest co-host, Gary Franchi, sitting with Joyce Riley. Our guest today is Mr. Kevin Galilee. And he's an author, he's an activist. You know, he's been falsely arrested and imprisoned six times between 2011 and 2013. His book is called Killing Us Softly, The Global Depopulation Policy. guess what, folks? It's finally available on Amazon. It was actually censored, banned from Amazon. Nations across the world did not want this book to get published. Kevin, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Yes, nations across the world did not want this book to be published because it reveals that they're all complicit in a program of population control that constitutes genocide, seen from the worst perspective, and constitutes the most benevolent and self-sacrificing mode of maintaining international peace seen from the best perspective. However, this, from whatever perspective you're looking at this, peacekeeping program based on population control has been carried out on our backs, on the backs of our children, and at the cost of our genetic and intellectual endowment, which has suffered tremendously. We have been subverted through endocrine disruptors that have done damage to our general health. And all of the illnesses of affluence that are so common nowadays, and your previous guest was talking about diabetes, which is one of the side effects of this program. We have seen an explosion of diabetes because we are being chronically poisoned with endocrine disruptors in order to subvert our fertility. And this does damage to the entire endocrine system. And as a result, we have the so-called illnesses of affluence, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, developmental disorders, and on and on and on. Now, the list is terrible.
Well, you know, Sherry Rogers, our guest in just previous hour, I mean, yeah, she gave out a list of, I mean, it just seems like it ties in so well to the global depopulation agenda. What she revealed is all these medications that are being, you know, forced onto people, misdiagnosis. And now, I want to get into some of the retaliations, because speaking out against this thing, against the global depopulation agenda, cannot be an easy task. Since you've been arrested 6 times, what about retaliation? Have you had any?
They have come at me from every direction. The moment I returned from France from my first hunger strike at the European Council in Strasbourg, that was in May 2011, I was arrested 2 days upon my arrival in Canada. First of all, they convinced my wife to leave the house with the children so they could entrap me, in a sense, without telling me in advance that that would happen. So I come home, and nobody's home. 2 days later, they arrest me, and they accuse me of having abandoned my family because I went on a hunger strike. They accuse me of being delusional and suffering from mental disorders. They forced me into a 72-hour so-called psychological assessment, upon which the doctors 2 months later were convinced to issue a false medical discharge, diagnosing me with delusional disorder. But that was 2 months after, and this so-called medical discharge was never signed by anyone. It took 2 months for the government to force the hospital, which was a Catholic hospital, by the way, to issue such a false statement. This was followed by an arrest, was followed by me being thrown out of my own home, by being prevented from seeing my children on the excuse that I pose a threat to the security of my family. I was thrown without any means whatsoever into the street. They have shut down my bank accounts so I would be penniless. They tried to bully my friends into not taking me in and offering me shelter. They wanted simply to destroy me financially, psychologically, and emotionally. They did not succeed because I have extraordinary friends who did not believe the government's lies, who welcomed me into their homes, who offered me support and unconditional love, and who stood by me throughout this time, the family and friends. However, they could not prevent me from being arrested 5 times additionally. I was arrested again and again. Every time I published something, I was arrested. And every time I was released, the conditions of release were increasingly draconian.
Kevin, what are they arresting you for?
They were arresting me on the pretense that I was harassing my wife, and that I was posing a danger to my wife. And every time I tried to go to court, for instance, to see my children, they would arrest me in court, deprive the court, so that I would not even get into a family court to demand that my children are being given back to me. That was their method of using my children as leverage to force me to abandon this. on the understanding that if I don't abandon this, I will never get to see my children again.
Okay, well, we've got to take this. We've got to take this three-minute break. We'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an incredible book, Killing Us Softly. Get it at Amazon. We'll be back. Three-minute break. Joyce, Gary, and Kevin Galilee. We'll be right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us and supporting the Power Mall. Please support the Power Mall. Like I said, I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks, or I'm going to be doing some other things for a couple of weeks. So Gary will be sitting in, and the other people that have been sitting in, I appreciate them very much for continuing to help us out here at the Power Hour. I want to tell you that there are some specials, and we really need you to support the Power Mall, because when I'm gone, you know, I'm the one that really does talk about the products, because I use them all and know them all, and I just hope that you all will support the good guys and continue to support the Power Mall when I'm gone so that I can afford to do these things more often and be able to leave. I want to let you know, super special on 5 Young Living items. These packages are now available, and you save $100 on the package. It's normally $192.77, and it's now going to be only $100. Big savings. Crystal Lux products are on special, and the new Lyme Disease Cure Book by Dr. Cass Ingram, available at the Power Mall. If you have Lyme disease, oh my goodness, that is the book to get. So give us a call at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. And if you have unlimited minutes, 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. Kevin Galilee is our guest today, Killing Us Softly, The Global Depopulation Policy, a book that was banned. Now it is available. It's available on Amazon. I wanted to ask you, regarding your position on depopulation, first of all, you have been involved in so much, in taking a stand on so many issues. What, in your mind, what is the right thing to be doing now? Because, I mean, you are out there flapping in the breeze, doing as much as you can without any kind of funding. I mean, you've had your family taken away from you, like you were talking about being set up. What can we do to support you? I want to know that. And then what do we need to be doing so that we can do whatever needs to be done for the appropriate depopulation?
The best way to support my work is to purchase my books, and that is the best way to protect your own families and yourselves, because unless you acquire this knowledge as fast as possible, you cannot protect your children. You do not know where they insert these poisons and how they get into our systems in order to degrade our fertility and in so doing our longevity as well. So we are being attacked chemically and biologically for what is essentially a noble purpose, which is to preserve international peace and attain sustainability as a civilization. But that is the cold comfort when we have to tend basically to the slow demise of our children's health, which is being undermined from year to year and from generation to generation, since this kind of chronic low-level poisoning is cumulative. That is to say, it gets worse from generation to generation, and we see a decay of the human condition. This is why we see that our Western populations are becoming less and less healthy, more obese, more feeble, and more feeble-minded. One of the side effects of this chronic poisoning is the downgrading of our intellectual endowment. So our children are getting less intelligent, are less intelligent than us. And their children, if they will be capable of procreation, this is a big if. Already the system, this system of population control has managed to bring almost a quarter of all Western genetic lines to a standstill. They cannot procreate. A quarter of Westerners cannot have children throughout their reproductive years. This means, by my calculations, at least 300 million genetic lines have been shut down. And that is after three generations of this kind of chronic poisoning. Our children constitute the fourth generation, and for them, the statistic will be even more horrendous. Perhaps upwards of 40, maybe even 50% of them will be infertile if we allow this program to continue. We have to get these poisons out of the out of our systems, out of our world, and we have to tackle this openly. That is, they have to empower us with the knowledge necessary to understand that we cannot allow the global population to increase in 30 years from 7 billion to 14 billion because we will collapse. The entire human civilization will collapse. So they have to empower us and allow us to contain our own fertility replacement level, that is to say, to two children per woman or per couple. And that way, governments will no longer be forced to poison us. To poison us into infertility and into sterility. It is either we do it on our own or governments will do it for us forcibly by adulterating the basic elements of life.
Well, I can see that happening, and I can see that already, why do you think people are having to do so much in vitro fertilization? And it obviously you point this out in your book. There's so much information in here, and I do hope people take advantage of getting Killing Us Softly, The Global Depopulation Policy, the book that was banned, listeners, because it points out really what you need to know as to what real depopulation is all about. I'm talking about the government's depopulation. Where do you see that we fit? Where should we be in this from the standpoint of, I don't know that I believe in depopulation. I believe in, letting it happen as God, planned for it to happen. But I don't feel that the goal is for me to be involved in depopulation. Your response to that?
Joyce, I did not believe in depopulation either. I was completely ignorant of these issues, which are geopolitical. This is the very framework, the matrix of international control. Beyond this, there is no rule of law. If this system falls, this system, by the way, is a dual axis, depopulation and globalization. Depopulation to contain the population so we don't run out of resources. Globalization to enable the sharing of resources across national boundaries so that we don't have to fight one another for these resources. So the objectives are noble, and we cannot abandon these objectives. We are constrained by the material circumstances, by the limitations of our planet, the fact that we have no new continents to discover. There's nowhere else to expand. We can only expand into one another, and that would only last so long as the resources last. And the more of us we are, the fewer resources, the smaller the pie, and that would lead eventually to conflict. So they're in a desperate struggle to bring the population to a halt, hopefully about 9 billion by 2040, at latest 2050. So the next 20 to 30 years will be very difficult, and we'll be national collaboration. Yeah.
What happened just recently, the United Nations held a Climate One summit, and the Climate One founder, the organizational founder there, Greg Dalton, met with the Executive Secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, Cristina Figueres. Now, the video has been leaked online, and he actually brings up the figure, or she brings up the figure, that we will have expect to have 9 billion people by 2050. And then she comes back and says, we can definitely change those numbers and should really make every effort to change those numbers because we are already today exceeding the planetary carrying capacity. Now, this is directly from the mouth of the UN itself. This brings me to my question. How many people do they want us to be on the planet?
First of all, they're doing exactly what I force them to do, what I compel them to do, bring this into the open so that we are all cognizant of the facts. Secondly, if you want to know exactly what the carrying capacity is, you have to look at a very, very discreet document online, which is called the Overshoot Index. It is merely 2 or 3 pages long. But for each country, it has been determined, according to its geography and climate and wealth, what would be the sustainable, the optimal population. That is to say, a population that can be sustained with the resources available in perpetuity without taking away from future generations. And you will find that the numbers are very frightening. For instance, for the United States, if memory serves me right, the population will have to come down by more than half, to around 140 million. The country that I was born in, Romania, where the population currently is at 18 million, the optimal population calculated by this overshoot index is 3.8 million. That is to say, the population will have to come down by more than three quarters.
Kevin, let's go back to what you just said, because my mouth is open here.
Yes.
Did you just say that the population of the United States has to be cut in half? This is their agenda?
This is their long-term agenda. What they're desperately trying now to accomplish is to stabilize the population at 9 billion. They're hoping to do that by 2040. And they're running out of time because now we also have the issue of global warming. And they're accelerating this program of depopulation. They're also accelerating the program of greening of the economy, because that is the second factor in the ecological footprint of mankind. Yes, they are running against time and fighting against all odds, and we have to understand that to decrease our numbers is a very unnatural process. This goes against everything that our society stands for, which has been to aid our civilization and to facilitate human life. But now, governments, for all intents and purposes, and the international system exist solely to undermine us, to decrease the population our civilization now has to overcome these man-made obstacles that have been set to preserve this socioeconomic balance within societies. And this is a hard-won equilibrium that for centuries has resulted from give and take, trial and error, conflict and cooperation. And now they're forced to, in a sense, damage society in order to subvert our fertility and also subvert the family structure. And now that because they have proceeded in secret, but if they bring this program into the open, they no longer have to do this, you see. They empower us through knowledge and through the frightening facts. And the facts are frightening. I have dedicated a book alone on this and how these problems, what it would take to solve these problems. And that book is also available at Amazon now. They've given that one free as well. And that is called The Future of Global Governance. And I discuss, you know, exactly what is at stake here. And these are very, very extraordinary, complex, and desperate issues. And we are, our governments and the international community is somewhat at a loss because we lack a framework to address these problems. We lack the international infrastructure and the organizations to address. We lack a central control knot, if you want, to be able to make decisions, long-term decisions on behalf of mankind and the planet. So this, we're going to see a change, a sea change from secrecy to openness. And the fact that Ms. Figueres spoke openly about this, this was not leaked by chance, by the way. There is no such thing as leaks. This was an intentional leak. This is how, little by little, they are preparing us for a soft landing because this knowledge is frightening. And it takes a very steep learning curve to understand the issues and to accept the fact that we control our own fertility or governments will continue to poison us. And
Kevin, I know that our Power Hour listeners are very aware of the Georgia Guidestones, and they would probably put my head on a stake if I didn't ask about it. You know, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Mm-hmm. That is embedded right there in the Georgia Guidestones. How does that play a role with the UN agenda?
That is an ideal. This is, if you want, wishful thinking. Right now, the desperate attempt is to stabilize the population and then slowly bring it down to that to a sustainable level. And that number depends very much on our expectations and on our standard of living. There's no way that the technology that we employ today, we can have, you know, 7 billion people living at the American or even European or even Japanese standard of living. That's impossible. So technology has to green, our consumption has to diminish, our numbers have to diminish. All of these three aspects. This is the triple fight now to stabilize our civilization on this planet. So they're fighting against population growth. They're fighting against technology and dirty technology, and they're trying to decarbonize the economy. That is to say, retool the economy to be dependent on renewables and not on fossil fuels. And the third one, to limit consumption. So what they're trying to attempt is bring down the standard of living of developing countries while slowly raising the standard of living in developing countries so that we reach a level of convergence, if you want, where the discrepancy between the rich and the poor is minimal and not as glaring as it is today, because that is destabilizing.
Wow. Fascinating. Fascinating.
It is. It's a geopolitical game of balancing, humanity against nature on a planetary scale. It has never been done before. It has been done without a safety net. Nobody has a manual. Nobody has the authority to make decisions on behalf of the world. So everything depends on cooperation, and that doesn't work very well because we're still locked into this system of nationhood, and each country and each government defends the national interests of the interests of its own people. And that does not work in this world that we live in now, because pollution does not stop at national borders. Resources are needed everywhere, regardless of where they are found. This is why the open markets are crucial. Decisions now have to be made centrally, but we cannot agree on a global government. We cannot even agree on a global organization that has the jurisdiction solely over these two issues of globalization and depopulation or population
are
control.
Kevin, are you in favor of a global government?
I'm in favor of a global organization that has jurisdiction over these two issues, globalization and population control. Why? Because these two issues cannot be made in a democratic way, because that would be dependent on the votes of only people living now. The people living now think only of their own interests and only of their short-term interests. They don't even think of their own children's interests 30, 40, 50 years into the future. They certainly don't think about the interests of future generations or of all other life forms. So we need an organization that is, in a sense, anti-democratic. I call it naturocratic, to make these decisions that that take into account the interests of future generations, of all life on Earth, and of how we can bring human civilization in harmony with nature so we don't self-destroy.
After this break, I want to ask Kevin how he believes that we should depopulate the world. Who do we start with? And then also, since he is in Germany, I'd like to ask him about the German wings issue. Is it being talked about there? Are people just accepting, you know, the co-pilot drove it into the ground, or are they questioning it in Germany? I want to hear his comments on that. So we'll be back after this 3-minute break. The book, Killing Us Softly, The Global Depopulation Policy, available at Amazon. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Gary Franchi and myself, this is Joyce Riley and Kevin Galilee. We'll be right back. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. Killing Us Softly, The Global Depopulation Policy by Kevin Galilei. He says, overpopulation is making us victims of our own triumph over nature. We are adding a billion people every 10 to 15 years, and of course, consumption soars. The solution is a popular consensus to control population, and lacking this, the ruling elite have resorted to covert means. And Kevin, your idea on what should be done to depopulate the world.
By the way, I find this, what I'm about to say, as hard to accept as anybody else, and this is not something that that was my idea per se. These are the only solutions imposed on us by the circumstances on the ground, which are dire. So what do we need to do? Governments have to speak with one voice, all of them at the United Nations. They have to all these heads of state have to stand up and speak with one voice that henceforth, nobody on this planet, no couple on this planet, no woman on this planet will be able to have more than two children. That is replacement level fertility. A couple simply replaces itself, and that way the population stays stable. It neither decreases nor grows. That is number one. So replacement level fertility. This is going to be a global law, a planetary security prerogative that nobody will be able to eschew or escape. Two, once the population reaches 9 billion, then they would have to arrange for a slow decline. And that is possible because to maintain a population stable, you need about 2.1 children per woman. So if some couples restrict themselves to just one child or receives some kind of financial benefits to restrict themselves to only one child, and even if everybody has just two children, we're still below the 2.1 or 2.2, which is necessary for replacement. That means that slowly the population will decrease until we reach optimal population levels. This may take 50 or 100 years, depending how ambitious the planners are, or how dire the circumstances are. If indeed the global warming numbers are as dire as we are led to believe, then we have about 50 years at most. We will have to accomplish this in about 50 years. And the third measure in this package, if you want, is going to really raise eyebrows, because they will have to grant us the right to assisted suicide. Why? As the population goes through this transition, this so-called demographic transition from growing to stable populations, governments find themselves in a position where they have more old people than they have young people. So the ratio between workers and retirees is completely unsustainable. Already we're in that position in many European countries. This is why we see countries like Greece, Italy, Spain, and so on becoming bankrupt. There are too many old people that cannot be sustained by the workers.
So getting rid of old people is part of your plan also. I'm afraid we're running out of time,
What's going to happen is they will have to allow us to work longer, so we'll be working until probably about 70. Our generation will not know retirement. We will work until we die. And if we can no longer work, there's nobody to take care of us, and we're sick, and the government has no means during this demographic transition, then they have to allow us assisted suicide, grant us this right.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're going to be dying on the street, starving of hunger, and without means. It will be a lot more miserable.
Okay, we're out of time, unfortunately, but real quickly, is there talk in Germany about how German Wings went down, whether it was an explosion or a crash, or are people just accepting the story that they've been given?
Now, apparently conclusive evidence that the young man committed suicide and decided to take 149 passengers along with him.
Nobody's questioning that story?
They apparently found information on his tablet. Was looking at...
Okay. That's what they say. That's what they say. We've seen no evidence, though, but I was just interested in your take on that. Thank you very much. Awesome program. He has a point, ladies and gentlemen. Do you agree or disagree? Well, you need to get the book, Killing Us Softly, The Global Depopulation Policy. Thank you, Kevin, for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Thank you, Joyce, and thanks, Gary, for having me.
You have a blessed day. Thank you, Gary, for joining us. Good show.
Awesome.
Have a good one.